guys, welcome back to season 2. I'm so excited for this season. I'm so excited for the content that's going to be coming out. I'm excited to be releasing it. I'm excited to be interacting with you guys. And I'm really looking forward to some really great conversations. I'm really looking forward to exploring what season 2 has in store for us. Hey, if you're new, I want to encourage you to subscribe. And we're going to be dropping new episode, actually a whole bunch of episodes all together the first Thursday of every single month. So you don't want to miss out. Make sure you subscribe. Give me some feedback as well. How are you finding this? Is this helping you? Because the mission is staying the same. Our vision is staying the same. At least my vision is staying the same. And that is to just engage in conversation that doesn't always get airtime or a lot of airtime. In some of the social circles that we're part of, or sometimes as well in church. That's where this podcast was birthed out of, and hopefully it's content that helps you, it's content that challenges you, it's content that leads you to have more conversations with people around you. So subscribe, let me know how you're thinking, and I'm looking forward to this journey with you. Hey, so I want to talk to you about this idea of finding your voice. Now, in order to find your voice, what I believe is that you've actually got to find yourself, because we speak from who we are. Your best self is your most authentic self. What does that mean? It's the person you are to the core, at the core, the person that God created and had in mind and thought of and planned and prepared for the world to be ready for. What is your most authentic self? It's the self of you that brings out, that is your best, that it brings out the best in people. It's a self of you that is devoid of all the crap that perhaps you picked up over the years, and yet not discounting the circumstances that you went through. It's yourself that you over the years have been built into through encouragement, prophecy perhaps, and picking up good habits from good models inside of your life. That's your most authentic self. The most authentic self is the self that is most true to the character and the nature of God in you. One of the other thoughts as well that comes with this is that your best self is found in the people that you belong with. Now, the assumption here is that the people that you belong with is obviously the people of God. And I say obviously because that's an assumption that I make. Because if you're listening to this and you're not within community, you're not within a church community to be specific, you're actually missing out on finding out your best self. Yes, I understand that. In community, there is hurt. There is understanding. In community, there is sometimes pain, misunderstanding that goes with it. But Jesus's idea for us is to be in exactly that community in order to discover who we are. Without your authentic self, we don't know whether or not your voice is true to who you are at the core. I did this exercise with some friends of mine where I asked them to, and you might want to do this exercise yourself. Perhaps you can even pause it after I've explained it. But I asked the friends of mine to do an exercise for me, and I asked them to, first of all, try and communicate something to the other person without using gestures or your voice. You can only use your eyes to look at them and try to convey a message. The second part of this exercise was I said, okay, now you can use gestures, but you're not allowed to use your voice to communicate what you're wanting to communicate to the other person. And then lastly, I asked them to communicate something using their voice and gestures if they wanted to. Now, I want you to take a moment and ask yourself which is probably the clearest form of communication that happened. Was it the one without gestures and without a voice, or the one with gestures but without a voice, or the one with gestures and the voice? Well, you most likely find it was the one with gestures and the voice. And without our voice, yes, we can get a little bit of the communication that's coming through. And what we found, and what I found when we did this exercise, is that there was a degree of knowing or guessing what the other person was trying to portray, but it wasn't clear enough. Without the gestures, the communication was completely, completely wrong. Which showed me a couple of things. It said to me a couple of things. If I lose my voice, it's harder for me to communicate. If I lose my voice, it's harder for me to communicate. If I also do not know who I am, whatever I communicate will actually not be true of who I am. Therefore, that's why I said that in order to find our voice, in order to speak from our, in order to use our voice and to have voice, we must know who or what or makes up our authentic self, because that's who we speak from. So, what's one of the ways to find out the people that we belong with? One of the ways we find the people that we belong with is we find out where does our identity take its foundations from. Now, for a lot of us, almost all of us, our upbringing has a lot to do with that. And then there's that point within your teenage years where there is a little bit of a choice as to whether or not you can continue on to wearing that identity that you have had since childhood, or if you want to move up, if you want to, probably not the right word, if you want to move on to creating and being involved in the molding of what is going to be your future identity, who you are as an adult. And so that's what happens. And then in our adulthood, we start to really live out of the habits, the mentalities, the attitudes that we have given ourselves to and have employed and have internalized over the years. So you find the most successful relationships have the most authentic people within them, and we are called as the people of God to be as authentic as we can be. And authenticity, again, that's being true to who Jesus is in us and who we see Jesus in the Bible. So one of the things as well with our identity is that it actually is very strongly connected to our credibility. And so I lose my voice when what I say doesn't match who I am. I lose my voice when my credibility isn't really who I am, when my credibility is not on par with who I say that I am. There is this little chart that I drew when I did this devotion, and it's that spectrum from trust, naive trust from people, into the middle part, which is skepticism, and then onto mistrust. If you haven't yet looked at this story called The Boy Who Cried Wolf, I would encourage you to look it up. This is where I get this from. But the whole idea is that there is this young shepherd boy who pretty much cries wolf, and stirs the villagers up to come up and to check for a wolf when there is no wolf. He does it for the attention of the villagers and also for their reaction. And so at the first time he does it, there is a naive trust that comes with it. And they do come out running. The second time he does it, they're a little bit more skeptical, and so his credibility is actually starting to wane, and his identity is not actually one that can be trusted at this point. And so they become skeptic after two times of him crying out wolf, and there is no wolf. And so the third time he cries wolf, there is actually a wolf that is attacking the sheep, but the people he's calling us to, he's calling out to, do not trust him anymore. So he's at a place of mistrust. And so what then ends up happening is later on, villagers, they get a bit worried because he's not coming back. So they go out and check on him, and they find out that the sheep have been attacked by a wolf. And so one of the elders does end up saying to him, nobody believes a liar. So what is it that's happened there? What's happened there is that his credibility, which is strongly connected to his identity, actually went down the drain because he built mistrust with people. Just like trust is earned, so is mistrust. And if your actions misrepresent you, your identity, change them. That's the moral of that story. If your actions misrepresent you, change them. And while the boy was having a little bit of fun, the impact on other people was that he ended up suffering a loss that he could not take back. And so your best self is your most authentic self. And while trust is earned, trust is also mistrust is also earned. And we need to make sure that our credibility is up to par, because that's what people see. The moment we communicate a false self, our voice gets lost in the noise of our behavior. If I cannot trust what you say, I must trust what you do. Now, we have the saying, and I'm sure you've heard it somewhere, words are cheap, show me your actions. Right, and so people will most likely look at what we do when they cannot trust what we say. One of the things about our voices is that the louder we try to get people's attention, the more drowned out our voice becomes. And it's not in the loudness of what we say or do, it is really in the authenticness of our voice. And credibility plays a big part in earning people's trust, because people will generally only trust our actions if they cannot trust what we say. And so when it comes to finding our voice, let's connect with our most authentic selves. How do we find out? One of the ways that we find out who our most authentic selves are is by being around the people that we belong with, and specifically the people of God who we do belong with, that are going to bring out the best of us. They're going to bring out the best of us. They're going to encourage us. They're going to help to lead us to Christ. They're going to help to point us to Christ. They're going to help to bring out who Jesus created us to become, so that the credibility that we build with people is credibility that says we are reflecting the nature of Christ. And when people look at our actions, they can trust what we say, because what we say matches up with our actions. And if our actions misrepresent us, we are quick to change them. At the end of the day, if you've ever been, you know, speaking to an angry person, the louder they get, the more you don't want to listen to them. And for some people, you know, maybe perhaps for you, it's lowering your voice that actually is going to get people's attention. Maybe it's finding a quieter way, a peaceful way to say what you want to say that is going to get more results, that people are going to connect with, that so that you are not misunderstood. Because remember again, when we do not communicate from who we are, we lose our voice very quickly with the people that we're trying to speak to. And as soon as we lose our voice, we lose our ability to be able to communicate clearly and accurately from who we are, our most authentic self. And if we cannot do that, the miscommunication, we miss out on quite a lot of the benefits of having good relationships and people around us. So that's my encouragement on helping find your voice. And if you have any feedback, let me know. But I hope that you leave and you speak from your most authentic self. And if you don't have maybe the people that you belong with, or you're finding it hard with the people that you belong with, I want to encourage you to keep at it. It is within relationships that God works. And when God loves us, He loves us through His people. God is solely invested in His church becoming the answer for humanity's problems. And you know, if Jesus thought there was a better way, He would have stayed Himself or shown it to us. But He said it was better for Him to go. Otherwise, we wouldn't have Holy Spirit. So, let me pray for you. Jesus, I thank you for whoever is listening to this. I thank you for them. I thank you for their life. I thank you for the grace that you have placed on their life. I thank you that, Father, you have called them to be your son or your daughter. And I thank you that they are a workmanship, a masterpiece, created to do good works. Father, I pray that even now, as they're listening, that you would open up their eyes to see themselves the way that you see them. Where they have tried to communicate, tried to get people's attention, and to try to convey a message from their heart through means that were hurtful to others, I pray that there would be a repentance. But also, Holy Spirit, that you would reveal what the new path is. You would reveal and grace them for this new journey. Thank you for this transformation. Thank you that Jesus, ultimately, you are our identity. Thank you that you build our character. Thank you that because we trust in you, we can learn to be trustworthy and faithful people. And we pray that, Father, our actions would always, always, always match the words that we're saying and we're communicating to other people. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.